When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Ina Garten. I love to invite interesting people to my house for good food, great conversation, and lots of fun.
My great friend, the legendary restaurateur Danny Meyer, is joining me for an amazing day at the Barn.
It's always fun to go to her house, especially when she cooks. But today, I get to cook for her.
He's showing me how to make his favorite pasta.
Master at work.
We're talking about his incredible success and the risks he took.
I had the bejesus scared out of me.
But first, we're having some smoked salmon croissant and shakerados. They're Italian iced coffees.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Dream guest.
Dream host.
Danny Meyer is an icon in the food business. He started Union Square Cafe, Gramercy Tavern, some of the great restaurants in New York, and he also did Shake Shack. But most of all, what he taught us about is hospitality. And he's also a friend. I just adore him, as does everybody that knows him. So I'm going to make him something that's classic New York, but with a twist. Instead of bagels and smoked salmon, I'm making croissant smoked salmon. This recipe, actually, I kind of discovered at a place called La Mercerie, which is another one of my favorite restaurants in New York. So instead of cream cheese, I'm using mascarpone, about 8 ounces. It's just kind of more luxurious and creamier. And then I'm going to add a few tablespoons of milk, just so it's more spreadable. I'm going to add a little bit of chives to this, a little salt and pepper. And that's kind of the cream cheese mixture, but it's mascarpone. Okay, while I mix that together, let me tell you about Danny. He's simply amazing.
Danny Meyer is a legendary restaurateur, entrepreneur, and the master of hospitality. He grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, was a political science major at Trinity College. He worked in kitchens in France and Italy, and at just 27, he opened his first restaurant, Union Square Cafe, in New York City. It was an instant hit and totally revolutionized restaurant culture. His empire includes acclaimed fine dining restaurants like Gramercy Tavern and the incredible global burger chain Shake Shack. He and his wife Audrey have 4 wonderful kids, Hallie, Gretchen, Charles, and Peyton. Danny is a best-selling author and cookbook co-writer. He's won prestigious awards, and his restaurants and team have earned an unprecedented 28 James Beard Awards. And I just love him.
Isn't he stunning? It's amazing what he's achieved just by following his heart and his passion. Okay, I'm just going to spread this on the first croissant. Just spread it out. I mean, just this alone is good. And I'm going to make it even better with smoked salmon, arugula. I'll show you. Messy, but good. Okay, next I'm going to put a couple of slices of smoked salmon right on top. And then a second one. Okay, next, little capers, kind of the things that go on bagels. Little capers, and then a big pile of arugula, and then you put the top on to just hold it. Okay, I would say that's ready for Danny when he gets here. We're going to have such a good day together. Okay, I am so ready.
Ina, it's Danny.
Danny. You're here. I'm so happy to see you. It's always a good day when you're here.
Glad to be back here.
What did you bring?
Well, Hallie insisted that I give you a taste of two of her favorite ice creams here.
I love her gelato. Hallie is Danny's daughter, and she has a fabulous gelato place. And we're going to put this in the freezer, and we're going to eat it later. How's that?
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Okay. How fabulous. So I decided, since you like all things Italian, first we'd make a vanilla shakerato. You know what a shakerato is, right?
I most certainly do, and I can't wait.
Oh, good. So Jeffrey was at an Italian restaurant in Florence, and they served coffee, and he said, can I get an iced coffee? And the waitress went, yeah, I could do that. And so she went back and made basically what this is a shakerato. And then every single person in the restaurant said, oh, I'll take one of those. Oh, I'll take one of those. It was really unbelievable. So first I put in ice and then espresso.
How many shots are in there?
100.
Oh, good.
We'll be awake for a week. And then sweetened condensed milk, like 2 tablespoons, just to give it a little creaminess. Kind of like
I've never done that before, but this is going to be the most luxurious shakerato I've ever had.
That's just what I want it to be for you. Like 2 tablespoons. And then I have a little simple syrup.
That I use.
That you use? Okay, good. Just 1 tablespoon. And then I just put in a little bit of vanilla, because I love just a little, like 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla.
This is going to be amazing.
And I think that's it. Do you want to shake it? I'm sure you're the expert. You gotta do this. Very Tom Cruise and cocktail, right?
All right, let's see what we got here.
I hope you like it.
Cheers.
So happy you're here.
Smells exactly right.
Delicious rocket fuel. That's all them bong.
I'm gonna hop to it with you today.
This is really amazing. Intense. It's a good, thank you. So I also made croissant with smoked salmon. How's that?
This is quite a croissant.
Do you know when we first met? I remember when we first met, because you were at Union Square Cafe. There were no restaurants in that area at all, and we lived around the corner. And we came to Union Square probably the third day you were open.
And you were sitting right in the front in the cafe at one of those 3 tables.
Are you kidding?
I remember very, very well.
Really?
And the reason I remember is that my mom
had met you
at the Barefoot Contessa.
That's exactly right.
And she said, I met the nicest person. Oh. You're going to love her.
Oh, she's so wonderful. She's just fabulous. And you were at the podium greeting people. And we had dinner. We walked out. And Jeffrey went, that's an incredible restaurant. We must have, like, did we really get that? So we left. And 3 days later, we were like, we have to go back because it can't be as good as we remember. We went back. And it was even better the second time. And then you got, like, a 52-star review from the New York Times.
No, we actually got a 2-star review from the New York Times.
But for a brand new restaurant, that was amazing.
And back in those days, 2 stars actually meant very good. Today, 2 stars are often given for a restaurant that wasn't quite good enough to get 3. But as far as we were concerned, we just wanted to be a humble neighborhood cafe with really good food and warm hospitality.
Well, that's interesting. And also, to go from 0 to 2 stars is extraordinary.
We went from 0 to 60 in terms of how much business we did, and we didn't know what hit us. As a matter of fact, you remember the original Union Square Cafe, which was there for 30 years, had 3 different dining rooms.
I do.
And until that review, we were pretty much only using 1 of the 3 dining rooms.
Oh, interesting.
And we learned how to do it pretty quickly.
What happened to the kitchen after that?
it was crazy. It was a small kitchen, a very, very small kitchen. As a matter of fact, my office was in the kitchen. The pastry station was the size of these 2 croissants, but we did everything from scratch. Yeah.
Well, that's like my first kitchen. That's exactly. My first kitchen was so small that we put the stove in the store. You couldn't fit the stove in the kitchen. So if you wanted to go saute something, you had to go out into the store.
I bet your customers love that.
It was great.
That
store smelled like whatever.
Fresh everything.
Yeah, exactly. It was great. It was really great. Well, I think we need a bite of this.
Yeah, so this is the Mount Rushmore of croissants right here.
The biggest croissant you ever saw.
Are we going to smush it?
I think we're going to make a mess is what we're going to do. Okay, 1, 2.
Here we go. What's wrong with that?
Not much, is there?
Love it.
Cheers.
Cheers. And you know what? Butter works really well with salmon, it turns out.
Butter works well with everything. I'm so glad
this
you like
great.
It.
This is great.
Thank you.
Daily Provisions, we make an everything croissant that is...
Oh, that's even closer.
...hyped with cream cheese.
Yeah.
And then Most of our guests either ask to have salmon draped over the top. Mm-hmm. Some of them ask us to slice it down the center, but it's kind of a kissing cousin to this. Some even say, can we please have some avocado on the inside?
With smoked salmon? That's not a bad idea,
it's
actually.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad, that'll be the next one. How much fun is this?
It's actually great together. Salt and sweet is one of my favorite combos.
Right.
When I go to Shake Shack, my favorite thing is, don't laugh at me.
What?
Dipping a crinkle cut French fry in a milkshake. That's
good. Oh my God, I love it. Let's take these to the table. What a perfect day. I was really surprised to find you're like known as the ultimate restaurateur, but you actually imagined that you were going to be the chef of the first restaurant.
Well, the only reason I imagine I'd be the chef is that, keep in mind, as a poli-sci major at Trinity College, my expectation was that I was going to be a lawyer.
A lawyer? Oh, I'm so glad you didn't become a lawyer.
What changed my mind is the night before taking my LSATs, I was lucky enough to be out to dinner with my aunt and uncle and grandmother, and I was in a rotten mood because they were all having a great time. And my uncle says, what's wrong with you anyway? And I said, I have to take my LSAT tomorrow. And he said, do you realize how long you're going to be dead? And I said, no, I hadn't really thought about that. And he said, well, I don't know either, but a hell of a lot longer than you're going to be alive. Why would you do something that you have no passion for?
Oh.
And I said, because I don't know what else I could do. And he looked at me and he said, you got to be kidding. All I've ever heard you talk about your entire life is restaurants and food. Mm. So on that Monday, right after that, I applied to the New York Restaurant School, which you'd have to be either dead or broke not to get into. And the rest is history.
So your first restaurant job was actually at Pesca, wasn't it? Isn't that where you met Audrey, your wife?
I got a job working at a seafood restaurant in the Flatiron District called Pesca.
Yeah.
Which was on 22nd Street.
Where you met Audrey,
Street,
your wife.
Where I met the most beautiful person, Audrey. She was there on day one, and I said, I think I'm going to like this business. Gone on day two, because she had gotten a role in Guys and Dolls.
She was an actor. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, somewhere in Indiana. So
she was
gone.
There for one day?
She was only there for my first day, and we locked eyes on the stairway. She was walking up with a tray of butter, and I was running down to take reservations on the telephone.
Was either the butter or her? You're not sure which?
Oh, I knew which,
She's
one it was. I'm fond of butter, but this I wasn't going to get married to the butter. And anyway, several years after that, we did get married.
And, isn't that
and
lovely?
So I got a career, a wife, and
in one day.
Interestingly, a lot of the original team members at Union Square Cafe came from Pesca as well. So that was great.
Coming up, rethinking restaurants and daring decisions.
Scared as I was, I listened to my gut.
Then Danny is showing me how to make his favorite pasta with broccoli rabe and sausage.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So from the very first week when you were at Union Square, you decided you were going to rethink everything about a restaurant. I remember that it was the first restaurant you could sit at the bar and eat dinner, which nobody could do.
Isn't that crazy? Now you see it everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, well, you started it. The second thing I remember is that you had a lot of different wines by the glass, where before you could only have bottles, right?
See, here's the thing. When I was in my late teens, my early 20s, I went to every restaurant in every city I could possibly go to, and often I was a solo diner. And I didn't ever like the feeling myself of not getting a reservation because I was only a party of one. Wow. So I said, I'm gonna answer that by welcoming people to the bar and also saying yes when they want to go to tables. And yeah, I'm going to have a good wine by the glass because not every solo diner wants to order an entire bottle of wine. Sometimes we do.
And sometimes two people don't want to order an entire bottle of wine. They want different wines.
That's right.
And the other thing that I always remember that so many restaurants do now is in Union Square, there were three different places to eat. One was the dining room, which was fun and boisterous. The second one was the bar, but also there were balconies. If you wanted a little kind of intimate dinner, you could sit up in the balcony. If you wanted to ask a girl to marry you, you could.
Did you ever do that?
No, we always ate in the dining room or at
the
bar.
We did have table 61, which when I first built the restaurant, it had been a 49-year-old vegetarian restaurant called Brownies
before us. Yeah, I remember that.
And table 61, before we took it over, had been Mr. Brown's personal bathroom.
Yeah.
And we converted his toilet into a table. But ironically, that was the table on which almost every proposal took place.
Really? How lovely. How lovely. So one other innovation that you did, I thought that was really important. I don't think anybody ever talks about it, is the food. Was the menu at Union Square Cafe like a total gamble?
Union Square Cafe's opening menu had a very, very diverse sequence of recipes. You know, we had confit of duck.
Yeah.
With potatoes fried in duck fat and garlic. That had come from my time cooking in Bordeaux.
I wouldn't want that.
We had dishes that I'd learned in Milan and in Bologna. And I had the bejesus scared out of me when I spoke to a guy early on who used to do the food and beverage at the Harvard Club. And he said, tell me about your menu. And I did. And he said, it's never going to fly, you know. When New Yorkers go out to eat, they don't say, what do I want to eat tonight? Do I want to eat eclectic? They say, I want French, Chinese, Italian, pizza. Well, scared as I was, I listened to my gut, fortunately.
Good for you. Why did you wait 10 years after Union Square Cafe to open a second restaurant?
What made me hesitate was that I had actually watched my dad in St. Louis go through two different bankruptcies, and probably incorrectly, I always associated those bankruptcies with expansion.
Taking on too much too fast.
I wanted to inoculate myself against ever going bankrupt.
Yeah.
And he died before I opened Gramercy Tavern, so he never saw Gramercy. He never saw the second one.
But he must have been so proud of you.
He was.
When you're hiring somebody, what are the characteristics you're looking for?
What we're looking for is what we call someone with a high HQ, a high hospitality quotient.
Oh, yeah.
Someone who is actually happier themselves while they're providing pleasure for someone else. And by the way, happy is not to be underrated, especially when you're in the world of hospitality.
That's so great. How do you work with chefs? Do you negotiate with them? Do you tell them what you want? Or do you just try and hire somebody who completely agrees with your point of view?
I try to hire people who are dramatically better cooks than I am.
Yeah.
Before we say, let's shake hands and you're going to work here, I let them know what my point of view is going to be on this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We work together collaboratively on the opening menu of the restaurant. So it's kind of like walking down the avenue together to make sure that we're on the same page.
And you make sure they are collaborative.
Absolutely.
That's the hard part.
That's 100% of what I do. So the first thing is, I've had their food before, sometimes in the previous restaurant they worked in, or sometimes I have them do a tasting. So the very first box to check is this a great cook? Mm-hmm. All right, good. There's a lot of really good cooks out there.
Yeah.
But the most important thing, not that you got a great cook, is how are we going to play tennis back and forth with feedback? Mm-hmm. Because I'm never going to stop giving feedback.
Mm-hmm. And you're ultimately responsible.
Yeah, because if it's no good,
yeah, people will come back.
The responsibility. And if it's really good, unfairly, I'm going to get the credit, but one way or another, my name is going to be associated mm-hmm. with it.
Yeah.
As time goes by, the chefs are more and more independent. Mm-hmm. They have the opportunity to impact the menu, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to give lots of feedback on everything from not just the flavor. Sometimes, you know, we call the flavor the music,
yeah,
and we call the menu language the lyrics. And so I'll have feedback on the lyrics, I'll have feedback on the price, mm-hmm. and every time I eat at the restaurant, the chefs write me the next day. They ask for the feedback
because
they know.
Fabulous!
No, it's
they know you know what people are saying.
But it's a very healthy way to do it.
Yeah, that's wonderful that they want to have that dance with you.
Well, wouldn't you rather have the feedback from someone who's in your family than tomorrow's restaurant critic?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely 100%.
You want someone who's cooking for your pleasure, not someone who's just showing what they can do.
That's the key. To me, that's what entertaining is about. I don't think it's about the food. As you say about restaurants, the food has to be good. I mean, that just goes without saying. But what you're doing is taking care of people. And if you cook for people, they all show up. And you sit around, and that's when you really connect with them.
And if anyone ever wonders why you have the best cookbooks in the world and why so many people love them, it comes back to that exact same thing. You're writing recipes so that I can feel successful.
Yeah.
So that my guest will then tell me how good the food is.
Yeah.
You're thinking about hospitality.
And I'm thinking about how somebody's going to use this recipe all the time. Are they going to understand the words and know exactly what to do, or is there something ambivalent? Because I want them to feel secure so that they can do this over and over again.
Yeah,
you're right. Thank you. We all have our own restaurant pet peeves. Jeffrey's is when they take his plate before everybody's finished. Makes him crazy. I remember being in a restaurant with you when a waiter came over and said, "Are you still working on that?" Do you remember this?
I do.
We were just horrified because that's the worst thing you could say to any diner.
Actually, the only thing worse is, "Are we still working on that?"
Are we still working on that? What's a great day for you? You just wake up in the morning and go, "This is going to be a great day."
A great day for me is that I got a good night's sleep.
Yeah, that's really important, isn't it?
And increasingly, I'm trying. And then I go to the gym, and that really helps me. And then I get to work, and I love the team I work with. That makes me really happy. I love the people who I've surrounded myself with. They're all smarter than I am at many, many different things. Mm-hmm. We've got great conversations. We're solving problems all day. And as far as I'm concerned, business is a series of solving problems. And if you can, it's not about eliminating problems. It's about, can you solve those problems imaginatively and generously better than the next guy would?
And the successful people are the ones that get past the problems. They don't go, "That's a problem, I'm done." They just go power right through them. And they figure out really good solutions.
And not only that, but the most successful ones are so good at solving problems that the reward is you get even better problems to solve. It's true.
Yeah,
it's
more challenging problems.
And that's like being a good hiker. You get to climb a higher mountain tomorrow. It's fun. I really like that.
Successful people do really hard things, and they need to replenish themselves. What do you do to replenish yourself?
Nature. Nature does it for me. I learned a long time ago that it was a fool's errand when people would say, "How do you balance your work and your home life?" And that's like trying to have two people sit on a seesaw and say, "We're going to find equilibrium." It just never, ever works. And then finally, several years ago, someone said, "You got it all wrong. You're never going to find balance between work and home." Mm-hmm. What you need to be doing is trying to find a balance between your physical needs. Mm-hmm. You got to take care of your body, mm-hmm. your need to love and be loved, your need for spirituality, which doesn't mean organized religion necessarily,
yeah,
but this human need to wonder, and your mind. You got to take care of your mind. Sometimes you got to get stuff off your mind. Sometimes you got to learn more stuff. And when those four things are in balance, it doesn't matter whether you're at work or at home getting those things, but you need them. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm out of balance, It's always one of those things, and I know exactly at any moment what it is. So my happiness, where I can multitask, is if I take a run or a walk with Audrey or with any of our kids outdoors in the woods, because nature is my spirituality. I wonder how all that beauty happened. I either get to learn stuff or I get to get stuff off my mind. I get my need for love to give and take love. I get that met, and I'm doing something good for my body. And so that is my happiest time.
A mutual friend of ours always says that you lead with your heart, which you do. How do you think about that?
When you lead with your heart, you get a hug back. Giving a hug is an act of selfishness.
Actually, I think that's true. I mean, the best way to get love is to give love.
You get more when you first give more.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a secret dream? Something you'd like to do? Always wanted to be a rock star?
No, I never wanted to be a rock star, but I would say...
Because I know music is really important to
my
you.
My secret dream is to live in Italy. It's my happy place. I need to breathe the air in Italy. I need to eat the food. I need to hear the people speaking. It's about simplicity, beauty, history, tradition.
Yeah.
And it puts your own problems in perspective. I'm not such a big deal. I'm a speck. This is just part of the story.
You're a pretty big deal.
Right back at you.
Okay, you're going to cook for me?
I can't wait.
I can't wait to taste it.
Simple but yummy.
I'm so excited.
I am more excited.
He's making one of his family favorites, which is orecchiette with broccoli Robin sausage. And it sounds amazing.
Let's go. So first thing, and I think a lot of people need to understand this, is you almost cannot oversalt your pasta water.
I totally agree. If people put a little pinch of salt in,
I'm going to
like
do two,
two
pinches of salt. Let's do three. Okay. And the next thing, obviously, we're going to...
Pasta. So orecchiette is little ears in Italian, and you need a big pot of water for it.
Okay, I've got two kinds of sausage here. They come in links. So sweet Italian sausage and spicy Italian sausage.
Great.
And I like to use a blend of the two of them.
It's actually interesting.
I've got some olive oil here.
Sweet's kind of boring and spicy's too hot. So I do the same thing.
And what I did, obviously, was to take all the sausage out of
here. The casing. You love Italian food, but you particularly love Roman food. Am I right?
Well, what I love about Rome is that if you went to any of the 5,000 or 6,000 trattorias in Rome,
6,000.
There's at least 6,000.
Yeah.
And you looked at each one of their menus, it's almost an exact replica one to the next. So what does that mean? Your favorite trattoria is two things. It's number one, the one that loves you the most.
Yeah.
And number two, the one that makes that version of your favorite dish the best.
Isn't that interesting?
I love that.
That's wonderful.
All right, we are there. So now we're going to simply remove the cooked sausage from here. And I'm trying to leave as much of the sausage juice and olive oil in the pan because that is going to form the basis of cooking the broccoli rabe. All right, here's what we're going to do now. Before anything else, I'm going to add just a little pinch, I don't know, half of a teaspoon in my hand of these chili peppers. And they can stand a little bit of heat. And now I'm going to reach for the garlic, which is a whole head of garlic, each clove cut right in half. It's crucial right now that I'm stirring constantly because there is nothing worse than burnt garlic.
And also, garlic is so amazing because when you cook it, it gets really kind of sweet and tender. It's not that sharp garlic flavor.
That's right. And one of the little tricks I've learned along the way to stop the cooking of the garlic before it burns is to take this moment.
I know what
you're
going to
do. And we're going to add a little bit of white wine.
Why did I think this was for us to drink while we cooked?
Well, you know, someone asks me all the time, well, what wine do you cook with?
Yeah.
And basically I say, whatever I was drinking yesterday. Okay. Watch this, and I'm going to put in about...
So this is Pinot Grigio.
That's about a half a cup. You can smell that. What smells better than that?
Nothing.
Garlic, olive oil,
and
sausage juice. Isn't that great?
Now it's broccoli rabe.
Now it's time for the broccoli rabe.
Broccoli rabe is like spinach.
Look how much.
Like an entire farm of it, and it just
Go down to nothing. I'm just going to add a little bit of the pepper to start with.
Okay, what's next?
What's going to happen magically at this point? This stuff that looks so stiff and unwieldy, we're gonna give it a little bit of a...
What are we doing?
A treatment. You see these little snippers right here, these kitchen snippers?
They look like something I should use in the garden.
Well, this is therapy. And it's a great way to cook broccoli, Rob. I'm just gonna start going crazy, snipping Every time I see a stalk, I'm snipping it into little pieces, and what it's going to do is not only make the cooking go more quickly and evenly, but it's also going to make eating much more pleasurable. And every bite that I take of the finished pasta, I kind of want to get about the same amount of broccoli rabe and sausage in each bite. So what you don't want is to have these long shreds of broccoli
rabe. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to take some of my pasta water.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put two ladles into this right now. That's going to come up to a boil any minute.
Are you going to keep doing this?
None of it's going to stop me from snipping.
This is like therapy.
It is therapy. And every now and then I'll kind of purposely go for a clove of garlic just to see if I can aim properly. But a snipper's work is never done.
I think I may have to get you that T-shirt. Danny's having way too much fun snipping here. But I can't wait for it all to come together and we're going to have a delicious pasta. So of all the dishes at Union Square Cafe and, say, Gramercy Tavern, what's the most popular?
That's like asking which of my kids is the most popular. It's so hard to answer that question.
Really good that they're evenly popular.
I'll tell you, there's a salad that's been on the Union Square Cafe menu since the day we opened.
Really? What is it?
38 years ago.
I must have ordered it a million times.
Which is bib lettuce with Gruyere cheese and mustard vinaigrette. Could not be simpler. And some wonderful croutons. And there was a restaurant in Paris, which sadly closed. It's called Moissonnier.
Yeah.
And that was a dish we had there. And I brought it back to Union Square Cafe.
Wow. Isn't that great?
It's the only dish that has survived every menu edit we've ever had.
Isn't that great? Okay, what's next?
I think next what we need to do is return this amazing sausage now to the broccoli rabe. And at the bottom of this bowl, we've got these sausage juices going back in.
Yeah.
And now we're going to just mix this all together. It's a very beautiful, happy marriage. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. So now I think it's time to drain the pasta.
Okay.
And then immediately, as soon as the pasta's out of the pot, I'm going to take the colander and put it right back on top of the pot.
Oh, so.
And the reason I want to do that is to catch some of the water right from it. Check this out. One of my favorite parts. Let's start with the pepper.
Oh, you seasoned the pasta.
I seasoned the pasta.
How cool is that?
And the next thing is I'm going to take half Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
Put it right on the pasta.
Have you seen anybody do this, or did you make this up yourself?
I think I learned this when I was cooking in Bologna a million years ago.
Wow. Now,
in Bologna, they would never use pecorino cheese. I'm half pecorino, which is Rome, and half Parmigiano, which is more Bologna.
Oh, how interesting.
But here's why I like to do this. Not only does the cheese melt right onto the pasta, but it's going to make it so that the pasta sauce, which is basically just water and olive oil, is going to adhere even better to the pasta itself.
Wow, that's very cool.
So we're ready to go right now.
Okay,
and all I need to do at this point, I'm going to put this down.
Okay.
I have a little bit of the pasta water at the bottom from when I drained the pasta. That's going to go back in there. Yeah, that's good.
Master at work.
Let's spread this out evenly over the top.
Mm.
And now?
Is this enough for the two of us? You cook like I do.
I think I should go through lunch tomorrow.
Exactly,
breakfast, lunch, dinner. A little bit more black pepper on the top.
And a little bit more olive oil. Just to give it a little richness.
Yep.
As though the sausage isn't rich enough. Okay, I'm going to get two bowls.
And will you help me, please, by sprinkling a combination of Parmigiano and pecorino on each one?
Let's see if I can do this.
I think you can handle that, Ina.
I can handle that. You can never have too much cheese.
You never do. Cheers.
Cheers. What a treat. Oh, my God. That's crazy. This is stunning. Mm. Absolutely stunning. There's a reason why you're a brilliant restaurateur. What do you say after this? Head up to the garden. We have that gorgeous ice cream and sorbet that your daughter sent.
I would love that.
That sounds like fun. That sounds really good. Okay, this is like the best vanilla I've ever had. And this is from your apple trees. I love
that. So we have these antique apple trees at our home in Connecticut. Mm. They're not really the best eating apples, but they're amazing for cooking.
It's like the essence of appleness. Mm-hmm. It's just delicious. So I think you met Julia Child at some point, and I'm so jealous. What was that like?
Well, the first time I met Julia, she came to Union Square Cafe for her birthday.
Oh, how wonderful.
And I was so nervous, so excited.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop doting on her table all night. The next day, I have hand-delivered a letter with New York Times on the return address. And I open, I go, this is exciting. Maybe we're going to get a review. Well, I open it up, and the letter said, I just need you to know, I was at your restaurant last night, and the service was appalling. First of all, no one paid attention to us all night. All we could do was see you doting over Julia Child.
And I know you have a rule that it's not how you treat the celebrity, but it's how you treat the person
sitting
next to
you. Guess which night I learned that lesson.
You learned the lesson.
I learned that lesson in such a big way. The next time I met her, she was interviewing me. She was pretty tired.
Yeah.
And all I know is that at a certain point, I look at Julia with the camera on me, and she is slumped over, and I said, oh my God, Julia Child just died in my apartment.
Oh my, she was just fast asleep?
She was completely fast asleep. We got through that whole thing, and then she said, where's lunch?
To Julia Child and to Danny.
Thank
you
Ina.
So much for the most delicious, fun day I've had here. Thank you. It was just
so fabulous. Thank you so much for welcoming me to your home.
Hope the hospitality is up to your standards.
And then some.
How fabulous was that? If you loved this episode of Be My Guest, the podcast, with me, Ina Garten, please make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It would mean so much to me. Thanks. Cheers.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast, then net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.